The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're in the final week of the legislative session. One of the issues that has not been resolved by the GOP majority in both the House and the state Senate is abortion. On our guest line this morning from Greenwood, Representative John McCravey, who has been leading the fight on the House side. Welcome. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joey.
So let's just start with a quick summary of what you guys have been discussing this session, what could potentially happen this week.
Well, to keep it short, the House, by an overwhelming vote of 83 votes, more than 70% of the House of Representatives voted for the Human Life Protection Act, sent it to the Senate for the second time, and once again it failed by one vote when we had six Republicans join with the Democrats to kill that bill. And what we got back was a flawed heartbeat bill again. So the question is now, you know, we get that back last week or two. The question is, are we going to be a destination state for abortions? And, you know, it's all we have is the Pain Capable Act that has survived due to our Supreme Court overreach in striking down the last heartbeat bill. And so the question is, you know, how are we going to get something before the end of this session? And there were two things really that I'm looking for, that I was looking for, and I think the House was looking for. Number one, the Senate was going to have to agree to some language changes in the heartbeat bill. Well, surprisingly, that appears to be happening. Second of all, you know, I want, most of all, the leadership committed to not giving up on the Human Life Protection Act that goes back to conception. Of course, it has exceptions in it. But nevertheless, I want commitment on that. And I want to tell you, Speaker Merle Smith and Majority Leader Davey Hight have both told me this will be a priority after the next election. Mm-hmm. So they're not getting off the hook in the Senate, even if we pass a modified heartbeat bill. You know, this is the reason, you know, the House of Representatives closest to the people. We get elected every 2 years instead of four, and we have to be closer to the people. So our family caucus members in the House, the Citizens for Life and our partners, the Baptist Convention, the Catholic Diocese, and the, you know, even the Alliance Defending Freedom and the Students for Life, they've all been working hard to make sure that we get a bill here in South Carolina that reflects what our people want. Now, we will see if we have enough time left. It's going to be close, but so far it looks like it's a possibility.
Yeah. I saw in the state newspaper where Leader Davey Hight told the state that the floor debate would most likely occur on Thursday, which is the final day of the session, right?
That's correct. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I'll tell you this, Davey Hight, I respect him as much as anybody in that House of Representatives. He is a general when it comes to working on the floor and getting things done. So the man from Pickens is doing a great job, and I just want to shout out to him because we couldn't do it without him.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about some of the specifics of the bill. Of course, you guys passed the what we refer to as the fetal heartbeat bill a couple of years ago now. The courts have held that up. What is different in the version of the bill that you hope to pass this year?
Well, that's a good question. You know, the biggest difference, and I'll just be honest, the biggest difference is we have a different justice on the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
it was a 3-2 decision to strike that bill down. The two dissents were very strong. Justice Kittredge and Justice James strongly criticized that opinion. The person who wrote that opinion is no longer on the court, and we elected Justice Gary Hill, who, by all accounts, is a conservative justice. So we will see. He believes in, when I say conservative, he just believes in the Constitution, and yeah. he believes in the separation of powers. So we feel good about it. That's the main thing is different, but I will say the bill is different somewhat too. We have different, we're going to have different constitutional findings in it. The Senate left those out. We're going to put them back in. We're going to have just a little bit different language, and we're going to give the court an opportunity to look at this again.
Yep. So as you head into to session this week, what will be the process? The House, you guys have to take action again to send it back to the Senate. Is that correct?
That's correct. Tomorrow morning, we will bring it out in the subcommittee, the Constitutional Law Subcommittee of Judiciary. I'll be there to talk about it. Then we will next take it up in the full committee before we even convene that morning. We're going to take it up, I think, at 10 o'clock in the full committee of Judiciary. And if that passes tomorrow, we'll get it to the calendar, and it should be ready for debate by Thursday.
Yep. And if the Senate concurs with what you guys have done on Thursday, then it could be sent to the governor's desk.
That's correct. It could be. And, you know, if it takes more time than that, there's a possibility that we could be called back into session if we need to be, if we can't get it done by Thursday. Yeah. So we're committed to doing this. I'm telling you that right now. We are committed to doing it, and we're going to fight for it if it takes all night and all the next day and all the next night. We're going to get this passed.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you potentially could be called back into session. I would assume that would mean that Governor McMaster would call you guys back prior to January.
I think that's a possibility. We do not have a sine die resolution yet. The rumors are that we may not get one. So technically, I guess we could be called back into session if we don't have one before then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you have certainly worked hard on this issue. You're a champion in the House. You're talking about Representative Davey Hyatt. Yes, he is as well. And the thing, and you and I talked about this early on, back before the session started, soon after he was elected majority leader. Davey Hyatt, one of the things that I asked him about, of course, an issue that was near and dear to me, which passed last week, the governor signed the repeal of certificate of need. Majority Leader Hyatt told me, we're going to get this done. And he did, along with the help of Chairwoman Celeste Davis and others in the House. So if Davey Hyatt says we're going to get it done, then I trust that he's going to get it done.
You're doggone right. And I tell you, man, he is, I can't say enough good things about him.
Yeah.
He works hard and he gets things done. He doesn't talk. He just does it.
Yep. Yep. Aside from the abortion issue, any other issues that you guys think you might accomplish this week before the last day?
There's this little thing called the budget.
Ah, yes. Okay.
We definitely need to get that done, and it's going to be done. I think that'll probably be done Wednesday. It's a good possibility. And hopefully then the Senate and the House will get together and reconcile that budget, because that's very important. We're not like the federal government that makes a mess of their budget every year. We balance our budget and it's used in a responsible manner, and we don't take too much of the people's money. We try to take as little as possible to get the job done.
Yep. Yep. Representative John McCravey, keep up the good work. We will certainly be watching this week and hopeful for some good news come Thursday.
Joey, I appreciate it, and thank you for what you do.
Sure thing. Have a good week in Columbia. Representative John McCravey from Greenwood.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.